publication is entitled Big Poppy, The Legend and Legacy of David Ortiz. It's produced by the good folks at the Boston Globe, and to talk more about it, we're joined right now by the sports editor of the Globe, Joe Sullivan. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I feel great talking about this book, which, you know, for one of the most popular players to ever play for the Red Sox, and coupled with his great success on the field, we feel this is a fitting tribute to him as he ends his career here in Boston.
Well, and it's just a beautiful publication. As always, the photography is incredible, and the writing of really the best of your staff is just something that I think every Red Sox fan is going to want to have. And what great timing with the holiday season coming up.
Yeah, and that's the idea, of course. And so I should say for everyone out there, it's $15.95. I always like to tell the price. We don't want to like fool anybody. But it's soft cover, but it's $15.95. And you could get it at Amazon or at any kind of local store that has books or magazines. It's pretty widespread. And a couple of special, you mentioned the photography to me. The Globe photographers are among the best in the world. And for the sports photography at the Globe, it's mostly Jim Davis and Barry Chin. And, they're not as well known as, let's say, Dan Shaughnessy or Bob Ryan or Chris Gasper. But they are true stars in their own right, and people will be able to relive David Ortiz's Red Sox career just in the photos alone, which are striking. And I'm really happy you mentioned them, because that's kind of almost what stands out the most to me when I look at this book, is the great photography.
I will also say one of my favorite parts of the book is a wonderful foreword written by Pedro.
How about that? And we have an introduction by John Henry. And a great forward by Pedro Martinez. So I think, what we're trying to do is make this book special. It's one of a kind, one time. You can only do this once. And so, John Henry, for those who don't know, owns the Globe and the Red Sox. So we were able to get him. But getting Pedro was a real score for this book. And I think everyone will find it very interesting to read what Pedro had to say about David.
As Big Poppy wrapped up his Red Sox career, there was a lot of talk about his place in Red Sox history, and some went so far to suggest that maybe, if not the greatest Red Sox player, maybe the most important in their history. For you, where would he rank?
Well, I think for hitters, I think there's three. There's David, there's Ted Williams, and there's Carl Yastrzemski. And I think, and David himself said this, that, I think there's no argument that Ted Williams was the greatest player in Red Sox history. Statistically, he wins the battle, and then when you factor in that he missed parts of three seasons, I believe, because of military commitments, it really would have been truly out there. And I think Ted Williams is sometimes acknowledged as the greatest hitter baseball has ever seen. That being said, David has the three World Series championships, that something Ted never did. Something Yaz never did, as most longtime Red Sox fans know about the great, the curse of the Bambino, if you want to call it that. And David has those three championships and over 500 home runs. Statistically, David is tremendous too. I do think that it's kind of just people who say he's the greatest Red Sox, that I think they're just, Ted Williams played a long time ago. That's probably the biggest reason that they would say that. But those championships stand tall, don't they?
Well, they sure do. And Ted, as we know, famously was not always enamored of the Knights of the Keyboard, as he called them. But few guys in recent times that I can think of have embraced Boston and embraced their role as the face of a team like David Ortiz did.
Well, it's true, and it's he's so endearing and charismatic and beloved by fans and teammates, and maybe even more surprising than that is opponents, especially Latin American players admire him and so much. And look, he has great charisma. He carries himself in such a happy way and plays with such joy. How can you not like what he does and like him. And I think that's reflected in these photos. If you go through the book and, I should do this as an exercise, or maybe I should get, you know, one of my college students who works here part-time to do it instead of me. But, you know, count the photos in the book and then count how many of them have David smiling. And it's really an extraordinary number. He smiles an awful lot, you know.
We are
and
talking.
That's great.
We're talking with Joe Sullivan, sports editor of the Boston Globe, Big Poppy, the legend and legacy of David Ortiz, out and available everywhere. And you can even buy it from the Globe website, right?
Yes, you can. BostonGlobe.com.
So with David moving on into retirement, who do you think becomes the leader, the on-field leader of this Red Sox team now?
Yeah, I think it has to be Dustin Pedroia. He certainly is the longest tenured player, but I also think he has, again, he's someone that is admired by his teammates and also someone who the fans love. And I think it's a natural handoff that from David to Dustin for leadership in the Red Sox. I mean, it's and you know, I think people you know, the way Pedroia plays the game, he sets such a great example for everyone of how you play hard all the time. I think he'd be a natural to be the new leader of this team.
Joe, while we have you here, your paper acknowledged by most in the know to have what I think is the best sports section in the country, and it's been that way for a long time.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, it starts with great writers and great editors and great photographers, but the business is changing so rapidly. First of all, how do you find, keep, hold on to good, talented people, and then where do you see the future of sports journalism going in the years ahead and if we can even think a decade ahead?
Well, you know, I think people still see the Globe as people who are young, talented, and ambitious still see the Globe as a destination. So we're still able to attract top-flight talent when we need to fill positions, and I think we've done that over the years. And, you know, it's sometimes I feel like I'm John Calipari recruiting high school basketball players. You know, I have the pick of the best sometimes. And but I think the future of journalism is still something that's in flux, I'll say this. I think it's critical that we acknowledge that print journalism is more than just that anymore, that it is digital journalism, and we really have to do both very well to attract enough readers to support the business. And I would say people, you know, if the listeners out there are just read the paper, that's fine. They can feel comfortable with it. But to me, the digital product, BostonGlobe.com, is actually better than the newspaper now in a lot of ways because of how much more we can offer online, extra stories, videos, audios, podcasts, things that are really enhance the experience. So this is the way we're going. This is what we're invested in. And I think, I think journalism itself will survive. It's just the sort of the delivery system is really changing.
And so for young people, and I teach school on a full-time basis, for young people who still look at that as a career, it's changing, but the jobs are still there.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, the business has shrank terribly. And shrunk? Shrank? Boy, that was bad. Shrunk. It is, there are fewer opportunities. And then many times when I speak to young journalists, I feel sad for the situation that the opportunities are limited. They're just not as many in what they're now calling legacy journalism, places like the Globe. But of course, there are other opportunities. You know, there's all sorts of websites that are functioning on their own where there are other opportunities to do that sort of outside the traditional news organizations, and I always encourage young kids to just, you know, write if they don't have a job yet, because you know what, in the internet you can publish yourself.
Absolutely. Well, we love the work that the Boston Globe does. Still the kings as far as we're concerned here, and this new publication, Big Poppy, the legend and legacy of David Ortiz, is a great example of why you guys are the best at what you do. A beautiful publication any Red Sox fan ought to get their hands on at the extremely reasonable price of $15.95.
Thanks so much, Rich. Appreciate the kind words.
Joe, thank you for being with us. That's a Joe